You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
Scripture, we done got it pat down. We do it at funerals. But I don't believe that we should just go in that little black book and try to find out what fixing for God people. Because you... they might have been or had a bad day when they wrote the black book. You know, you can see certain denominational pastors, they can't go nowhere without the little black book. Pastor, you're going to make me preach now, huh? They, oh my God, and then they go to these rhythm and these rhymes. I say, you got the devils in the house when the funeral. That way you let it loose. They said, we know the funeral is the same thing, especially when old Pastor Joe Lee come. He don't do nothing but his black book. That's why God sending some other folks in. Isn't it amazing? Y'all know I'm telling the truth. I ain't talking about your home church. I'm just talking like it is real. And we rely on people coming out their black book. When you counseling people, you better know that you know what you're talking about. Amen. Even if they don't hear you. Say, the Lord told me to tell you not to marry them. Oh, shut your lying mouth up. Thank you. Go on. You don't have to tell me. I hear it when it overtake you. But I'll marry you anyway. I'm a decent individual. I'm a decent individual. You want it, I'm going to do it. But one I couldn't do, the Lord said, now. I said, oh, Lord, I think I'll be crying and they have to lift me up. This situation's so bad, I'll be crying for them. I can't do the words. Yeah. But I got decency in me. That's what you want. I'm going to do it. You hear me, Prophetess Johnson? You call me when you go up there and you get me a ticket. I'll come on. I'll be decent about it. Yeah, when I get up there, if I see her, I say, I'm going to marry her anyway. Yes, sir. That's enough. You know, some people don't want me to come by their house because they said she got disturbed and up in there. I have. I got crazy for Jesus. All I've been through, because the devil want me real bad. Don't worry, he wants you to. Your goods ain't yours, it's his. You just think it's yours. Come with me to the book of St. John, the 17th chapter. And we're going to do what he told me to do. He said, I want you to go from verse 4 down to 9. I've learned something about obeying him. When I do what he tell me to do, well, the rest he'll do. Amen? Amen. Try it, it work. And you don't have to go down there and pay your money to go to school or learning. And you miss him. Now, I have a few degrees too, but I don't rely on them. I rely on him. Amen? Amen. Because he told me. I went to do a service in Gainesville, Florida. And we stayed there all night. I didn't get up to about 12:30 to preach. I told the sister pastor, I said, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Pastor, I said, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. We've been here all this time. I've been waiting my turn. They did invite me to come and preach. So when I got up at 12:30, I went up to the holy gifts I had. Are you hearing me? So the pastor called me and asked me, could I come back? I said, not at this time. If the Lord would have told me to went back, I would have, but he didn't tell me to go back. I said, ooh, Lord Jesus. But this pastor had a big school. And for my obedience, she gave me my doctorate degree. Amen. She came to Jacksonville to bring it to me. That make God special, not me. Because I just really, when I started preaching, I didn't have not a single certificate. He told me to go preach, and I started doing it. People invited me to their church, and I go up in there and stand up in their chair and holler and do all kind of stuff. They said, come by. I said, this thing ain't working. So finally, I got three or four things said. They equipped me. But when I'm in the Church of God in Christ, you know they require you to be deep. Don't go nobody tell nobody I'm talking about doing the denomination. They require you to be deep. Train with your nice clothes on. So when we get my license, I went to this pastor. The Lord told me when they gave me the big book, I said, oh God, I can't remember this whole book. So I didn't study, Pastor. The pastor asked me, I said, no, it's too big for me. I don't know what to do with it. I've been in too hard a place, can't do it. So when I got to get my license, the Lord told me to put on certain clothes. The bishop and his helpers were there. And when I came in, I was wide up hollering, Pastor, acting like I was in karate class. Yeah! Yeah! This is what the Lord told me. I want you all to laugh because this is true. Everybody know that organization, they require you to be. Oh, you know somebody too. Yes, sir. And the Lord said, I want you to minister to the bishop and minister to this man here. And I began to get wide up and went to holler. I did what he told me to do. So the bishop fell back. He said, when he spoke to the other one around, he said, yeah, give them license. Because she. That's a true story. I told the Lord, I just can't do it. If I got to go do all this to preach your gospel, I don't think you want me to do it. And I'm a person that follows instruction. But I told the Lord, I ain't got time to study that big book like that. I can't remember all that. My mind ain't too good now. So I end up getting a license. And the bishop said, told the pastor, give her the license. Because surely God called her. I don't know whether I scared him for him to think that. But I got the license. Not only that, when I got four. The license ain't got nothing to do with your place in God. Amen. I don't even know where he at. You know, I see people's office are going, mine ain't straight no way. I don't have no license up there to remind me of nothing. But I want to be reminded of this Jesus Christ who gave me another opportunity that I would do his will and I would try to walk in his ways. To come go with me today. Brother Gerald, I didn't tell you to shut the music all the way down. I said, you shut it down while I'm praying. So if you go to sleep over there, I'm going to come over you. Amen. I know I ain't paying you, but God done invested in you, so get to working. Mm-hmm. We want man to pay us. And I ain't got enough money to pay you with your booze yourself. You want a new outfit and this and a car and all that. Shoot, I'm cooking dinner, trying to make some money to do some other stuff. I'll give you a dinner for playing. Matter of fact, what I'm going to do today, I'll give all three of them a dinner. Put that on my list. They don't have to pay me for the dinner. Now, if you talk about it, you're going to get in trouble. You know Jason, he think he went down that world now I'm cooking. Gerald right behind him. Brother Joe think he's an out-world barbecue. Don't play with me today. Go on the fan. Pastor, I'm going to give you a fan, but I looked at mine. Let me tell you something, sir. Look at it. You know it's a sad thing. I went to a pastor church. Look at my fan. Look, you see the side off it. Look. Ain't it pitiful? Pray for me. Everything to get somebody to tear it up, you know. I had quite a few of them. The church just snap them in half. I say, I'm embarrassed to bring one of these down there for you and your wife to fan with. Lisa tried. So I just have to be down ghetto, because if you try to be all up there and can't find a decent fan for the guests, you know you need to quit it. Amen. Get mad, get a chair and tore them up. But God is good. Come on, my reader, have you got the mic? All right. Stepping high, thank you. Pastor, I heard myself on the radio and I messed around and said, nigger. So I said, ooh, who is that? Are you hearing me? I said, ooh. Yeah. Yes, sir. My husband told me, he said, you put the wrong phone number up there. I said, I knew somebody was going to tell you. But 15 minutes, you got to get it up out there. We ain't got no money to get 30 minutes. Amen. Working on it. Start at verse 4, man of God, 4 to 9, and go in the amplifier where we can learn a little more about the amplifier. Amen.
St. John's, the 17th chapter, starting at the 4th verse. I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them to me. And they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given them unto the words. I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world.
What did he say? Read that again.
I pray for them, I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine.
We got this word. See, little simple things get my attention, which is big things. Amen. Okay, the Amplified, please come with me.
In the Amplified, I have glorified you down here on the earth by completing the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me along with yourself and restore me to such majesty and honor in your presence as I had with you before the world existed. I have manifested your name. I have revealed your very self, your real self, to the people whom you have given me out of the world.
But we don't want that. We want some counterfeits. And that's what we seek in, not the realness of the power of the Most High God. We want to be all bougie up and jacked up with our training and all of this for professionalism and ism and schismism and all of that. It is not good enough to be a representative of Jesus Christ. Continue on.
They were yours and you gave them to me, and they have obeyed and kept your word. Now, at last, they know and understand that all you have given me belongs to you, is really and truly yours. For the uttered words that you gave me, I have given them, and they have received and accepted them, and have come to know positively and in reality, to believe with absolute assurance that I came forth from your presence, and they have believed and convinced and are convinced that you did send me. I am praying for them. I am not praying, requesting for the world, but for those you have given me, for they belong to you.
In this passage of script, here we listening at what Jesus said to his Father, which they are one. And it's amazing how we pray for things that is not benefit for us because it hinder us. And what am I saying to you? Somebody said that if you pray for these people and you pray for this thing, that it will change and turn around. No, if you begin to be focused, prayer is the key to any of our growth and our maturity and our placement in God. I don't care what we know, you, all of these things, books good and all that, prophecy good, all that, you tell yourself all that good. But nothing is better than me allowing God to place me in a place for him. Why we don't get there? Why we don't get there? Because we began to measure him with other folks. We look at too much TV and we look at too many celebrities in the gospel. We look at too many people done already made debut. Amen. I ain't hear nobody. I believe that he will place you in the place that where he will have you to be. But if you don't want to be there. I looked at the young lady came Friday night. She was looking at me. Where did this crazy woman come from? Because, see, we only want to accept what we custom to. If God tell you to go, get up out of another ministry and go to another, you shouldn't supposed to take the last one with you. You're supposed to be available for the growth and maturity that he want to bring in and benefit him from you. I remember something my sister pastor when we was in the storefront. I mean, she was wide up indeed, a prophetess indeed in the place of God. And I know this, and I ain't trying to pump her up. But this bougie woman was out in the parking lot. You know, in the storefront, everybody come there, the criminals and the ain'ts and the won'ts and all them. So she was out there talking to this lady she knew. And she was in a comfortable place. That's what I'm going to say. And she said to the sister pastor, "Oh, no. I'm thinking, well, did you throw something on this lady?" She said, "If I miss my service, if I miss my church, I'm lost." I want to tell her, you look like you got lost right now and need to be found by Jesus Christ. Because when you get over your comfortable place and don't nothing piss you off over there in your comfort zone, ain't nobody going to take your seat or your position or who you say you entitled to be. You messed up right there. I ain't hear nobody. How can you do the work that he called you to do? How can you do it when you want to do what you want to do? How can you be a servant to the Most High God when it's about you? I bless him today. Bless his name. Because only what you do for Christ gonna last. If he can't tell you what to do, how you gonna do it for him? We got a whole lot of people doing the same thing for the same reason. Reason is I want to get recognized. I want to be. We don't call out calling these titles, but it's a price for calling yourself in the song that you ain't willing to be up there and in. We can't wait on him where he can give us instruction and direction. Most of the time when he give us instruction and direction, that ain't what I want to do. That ain't where I want to be. I ain't hearing nobody. I don't want to line up because it's about me. But here in this passage of scripture, he said, "I have glorified you." When he don't get the glory, who are we glorifying ourselves? Because when things get heated up in our life, we get the skipping like skipping. When somebody piss you off and tell you about yourself, or you ain't a celebrity, I don't need to be there no way. But hell ain't got no entity for you to be recognized. I've come to praise him today. How is he going to do something through me if it's about me? Tell me this. How can he do something when it's about me? Because he speak with clarity and direction. He speak to the saved as well as the unsaved. Somebody help me in the house. Because if that's the case, some people would never make it. But he does. He can give you instruction. He suffered down here. He went through down here. He had some disciples that he wanted to put training in. If you don't believe that he is direct, how you gonna believe that he can put his Holy Spirit within us. It ain't because you've been good. Neither one of us been good. If you so inside with your been good, you got wrong information. But he wants to unify us as individual, that we can go forth in the things of him, that we will be an example of what he said. That's what I said to the Lord. I never thought he was going to have me call a pastor in the church. But I said, God, all my life, I've been going by these dead churches with these dead people up in there, and they all dressed up with all this makeup and these old ugly hats on the head and all this mess here, and they ain't got now built enough of stuff that they can give out to nobody. You go to the holiness church, they look like they helpless. They ain't got nothing but 5 or 10 little children with their nappy hair, and they mean, get over there. You dress on the wrong side. You ain't combed your hair in about 2 weeks. Oh, no, I can't go there. The devil wants you to not be available. I would walk by there because I like their music. They had some people bamming that music. But I said, I still can't go in there. That ain't enough. I didn't see anything because I was looking for something. I was looking since I believed that he had been down here and as a representative of his father. He came down here as a human being. That's what my book told me. He went through and he was rejected and despised and all of that stuff just for his father's sake. But he will protect you when you are about your father business. It's going to have to be a thin line. That means you're going to draw the line. How can he be glorified when we all pissed off? Nasty, mean, and I said, don't nobody's talking to me any kind of way. No, sir. I'm somebody. Check in and how much are you? The devil ain't going to have no problem. He ain't got no problem. He don't care how sophisticated you are. Huh? He want to complete us within him. That I want to give my best. Because it's going to be time for us to leave here. He said, I'm getting ready in a little bit to go back with my father. But I want to be concerned. I want to be assured that I glorify you. I've done what you told me to do. I ain't hear nobody. I suffer for your Christ's sake. He said, even in the beginning when he got the assignment, he said, I really don't want the assignment. Not my will, but yours. And I thought about it. Thy will must be done. Now, so go on, let me rectify, identify. It's you. It's you and you alone. I come down here in the never sin. Come down here in a human body. Took on all the weight of this world and all these people. And he knew that some wouldn't receive him even when he had shown proof that I am the Christ. Showing proof that it's all about me. He can allow you to be down on Skid Row Street. And when you get up from that, can't nobody tell you nothing because you think you got up in yourself. I ain't hearing nobody. He was the high priest. His prayer was, thy will, not mine. We don't pray that prayer. Somebody done pissed me off and I ain't doing nothing else. They think I need them over there. We need Jesus wherever you go. Because if he shut you down, you shut down. And if he lift you up, don't worry about who said they can shut you down. He said something to me, Pastor, when I was in the storefront. He said, you do what I say do. And I stretch my hand upon what I tell you to do. And whoever touch my hand, I'm going to touch them. There's a whole lot of people don't touch God's stuff because they thought they were smart enough to touch it. Yeah. But when you touch his stuff, you better know what you're doing. It's a continued going thing. You do what I say do. It ain't got nothing to do with you trying to prove to people that you're a scholar. Somebody wrote me a note and said, Pastor, you're not learning. I said, I'm certainly not. And you ain't either. Because if you don't learn the characters of Jesus Christ, you ain't learned enough. Get on up there with your popo joking. That means yourself. And we trying to convince people ourselves. Why can you? Why would you? Has he done enough for you to not be concerned about what folks say about you? Because they're going to say something. They're going to implement something. You better hear me. Wherever I go, if you walk out on me, I just hope you don't walk out on Jesus. Because that means you're smarter than me. And I ain't got no problem with you being smarter than me. I said to him, the only way I can do this job, if you erase what I have learned, comprehend within myself and through others. I know that when you tell me to go to Psalms 2, that you erase my mind for what my view of Psalm 2. I need to go up in there and find out what you want me to do, because I need to be an example vessel that will be used for your glory. I don't stay awake at night trying to worry about who's smarter than I am. I waste no more time on there. But when I've done what you said for me to do, I go back to him and I say, I did my best. And I give you praise and I repent if I got self involved up in there. We got to display what school we went to and how many scholars we've been up under. And how assured I am in myself. The only sure one when you step out there that you're going to glorify the Father. That he will be pleased in me. That he will accept my genuineness until his kingdom. By me being a woman, I wouldn't have never took this job here, because not only are other women will beat your tail down, but some men out there will throw hot grease on you. But I grant you one thing, they might do it, but if God said, don't hear that, that I empower you from my throne to be a representative for me. My God, I know you must be concerned about when you come into my kingdom. You're going to do research for your own self, and you're going to have to know that I am that I am. I am a reward of those who have diligently seek me. Seeking him is not my will, but thy will be done. My God, I ain't feeling this, but I'm going to go to my Father. Here I am again. It ain't by feeling. It ain't by what I view or what I think. But, oh, King Jesus, the master of the plan for our life, I come before you again. Here I am here. Saying I need your help, Lord. I bless your name in the house today. Can I get somebody to help me? My God, he being a former, a recipient by being down here on earth, because he came from his Father in heaven. He said, I'm going to allow you to take on a human body, and I'm going to transition you just like human beings. I'm going to position you to go through just like we going through, but I want you to be a frontline representative. Some of us don't want to be a representative because it caused suffering, it caused pain and disappointment. But when you get up under the umbrella of the safety of the Most High God and get your eyes focused on him and say, it's you and here I am again. I bless your name today, and you will empower me if I...
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.